This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
For whatever reason, when did you hold everything up? Maybe it was an embarrassing moment you had or some really bad timing on your part. When did you bring everything to a halt? And the number to call to tell your story is 206-803-ROCK. Now, I'm very excited. We're going to chat with Rob from Kirkland in just a second. He caused some major chaos in the delivery room, Steve Miggs.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this story.
But Chris from Smoky Point, what happened during your wrestling match in your junior year?
So back in 2007, I was in my junior year of high school, and I was in wrestling. My dad was in wrestling. My brother was in wrestling. It was just, it's a family thing, right? And I wasn't the best at it, but I was always just way stronger than everybody. Uh-huh. So it worked out in my favor. So it was 2007. I think it was in September, and I was playing a tournament, and I got chosen to play one of the better people in my weight class because one of our other guys that we knew was trying to go to state was going to go up against him after I did.
Okay, so, now what happened?
So he was on his back. He had his arm planted behind him, and he was stopped making pin into the mat. Well, I told him to move his arm, and he didn't. So I yanked him to the mat, and it snapped his arm in half.
Oh, come on. Was it just, like, dangling?
Oh, he went limp and started screaming and yelling, and I didn't know what had happened at first. You know, I just gave him a yank to the mat, and then the ref ran over and, like, grabbed my arm and raised my arm up, like, and just say I won. And then, like, they had to call 911. The ambulance came to, like, put his arm in a somewhat of a cast right there on the spot.
I guess now as a parent, all I'm thinking is, like, how awful is that to see your kid's arm?
God.
I mean, at least he won the match. That's all that matters.
I like that they signaled he was the big winner.
Raised his arm to rub it into the other guy. Look what we could do to this guy's arm. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Rob in Kirkland, tell us about what happened in the delivery room.
All right. It was my second daughter. And I have a tendency to get a little lightheaded when it comes to medical situations.
Okay.
And so my wife was in the middle of a C-section, and I had the camera ready for the shot of our new baby. And everything got warm, and next thing I hear is father down in OR1.
Oh, no!
You passed out.
I hit the floor like a ton of bricks, and they said they were wondering if I had a concussion. They were giving me juice, and my wife is still mad at me for it.
Oh, no. How to steal her thunder.
Rob, that's that was my biggest fear when my wife was pregnant and we were having Tatum. I was like, I don't know if I want to watch any of it because I kind of get the same way. Like, I'll get lightheaded, and then I'm out like a light. And I'm glad, like, I didn't, but that was, like, a huge fear of mine.
Oh, for sure. 206-803-ROCK, when did you bring everything to a halt? Chuck from Mill Creek, you were a basketball ref. What happened?
I am. I was sprinting down the court on a fast break, and there was a collision, and I blow my whistle, and I try to stop really fast, and my right foot kept sliding all the way out, and I basically did the splits, and I'm not a flexible human being. And my hip, like, was hurting for about a week, but I was down on the floor, like, wondering what the heck had happened.
Did you pull a groin or anything like that?
I didn't pull. No, there wasn't any pulls, luckily. I was able to finish the game.
Can you now do splits?
God, no.
Ouch.
That's got to be crappy, though, if you're a ref, because you don't really want to be like the focal point.
Oh, yeah.
So now all of a sudden, all eyes are on you and everyone's tending to you as opposed to one of the players. Yeah.
Oh.
Look, there was one text I just loved to share. This one person said, my ex was an alcoholic. One time we were at Great Wolf Lodge with our kids. She got so drunk, she puked in the wave pool. They had to remove every single person from the pool to close it and then sanitize it.
Oh, no. Well, hopefully she doesn't drink anymore.
I hope that's like a rock bottom moment. Like, I just shut down a kid's pool because of my behavior.
Oh, yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.